Welcome back to the Make Money Online Diaries with me, your man Des Hamilton. I'm back in the car, still not the school runs yet because we are in week 934 of the summer holidays. Woo, deep breaths. But I have just dropped the kids off at the grandparents for the day where, let's face it, my mum and dad can give them a far more entertaining day than we can this deep into August. We just had the August bank holiday. It was the last bank holiday of the year, so let that sink in. The last bank holiday before Christmas. We are on the turn. The nights are drawing in. Winter is coming. And for anybody making money online, if you're not thinking of Q4 and implementing strategies for Halloween, Black Friday, Christmas, New Year, including the first few weeks of January, have a word with yourself, give your head a wobble and get yourself in the game. Even on a TikTok perspective, we are recommending people get out their Halloween posts now. Start stocking up their ideas, start looking at what was trending in 2024 during this period. The cozy jumpers, the lovely homely gadgets, the rugs, the blankets. From a supplement point of view, vitamin D, fake tan. There are so many things that we need as the long nights draw in just to get us through it. This month, from our own perspective, we've realized business comes in waves. My daughter said to me at one point after we had worked best part of 16 hours in a day, "Daddy, I thought you chose your own hours." Sometimes there are things that need doing and it means you have to work. So it's not like I'm choosing to work these hours away from you. If I don't do it, we simply don't have the things that we need to have in place. Didn't want to say out loud, we don't have food on the table, but you know, can't put pressure on the poor girl. But business is like sprints is the best way I can describe it. It's very rare that you get 2 days the same. Very rare. And even though Luke and I at Affiliation have our roles defined and we know what we need to do, every now and then an incentive will come our way or an idea will pop in our brain or something external will happen that we don't have a control on where we think, right, that's it, we've got to do this and we've got to do it now. And it can come from nothing, but it's ultimately a sprint. You've got 3 weeks of head down, graft, work, because you know once you've met that, you've got a few weeks where you can take your foot off and you go back to your defined roles. And you know that things are in place to be taken care of without your daily input. There's all sorts of things going on. But this 12 hours a day, every day mentality, it doesn't need to be sustained. It doesn't need to be. If you're aware of the fact that sprints may come and you can put plans in place, then that's all good. Sometimes you can't prepare. I mean, who's to say? We're in August. I might have been on holiday with the kids. I might have been abroad. I wouldn't have been able to do the stuff that I could do at home, just so happens we didn't have a holiday this year. But I think that's one of the other things that I'm coming to terms with. And if you are getting into business and you are making money online, you'll find this yourselves. At the time of recording this, the preheats have started for what will be the September deal drops. Essentially, that means in TikTok world, there's a big sale coming and it kicks off quarter four. Now the preheats is a period before the deals where we tell creators, get your videos out because it'll be these videos you do in these preheats that will get pushed during the deal drop period. You always have to go a couple of weeks early, you see. Essentially that means in TikTok world, there's a big sale coming and it kicks off quarter four. Now the preheats is a period before the deals where we tell creators, get your videos out because it'll be these videos you do in these preheats that will get pushed during the deal drop period. You always have to go a couple of weeks early, you see. In itself, you would call that a sprint. So if you're normally posting 3 times a day, well, in preheats, we say post 5 times a day, post 7 times a day, because now you do the groundwork and you don't expect reward from this week. So it's going to be a lot of work for little gratification. This is what I mean when we talk about the sprints, and this is what I mean when we talk about the mentality that you need to employ when you are working for yourself, because it is highs and lows. It is a roller coaster. There will be peaks and troughs. But what I want to talk about today, I want to talk about the power of networking. Networking, I've found over the last 2 years, has been one of these crazy buzzwords that nobody can quite understand what it means. So I'm going to break down all of the ways that I network. And even at the time, it doesn't feel like networking. Networking is such a key pillar of business. And I don't care if you're an introvert or an extrovert. I have met plenty of introverts in this game that still understand the power of networking because it is integral to your business growth. Working for yourself, running your own company, is a very introverted environment to be in. Especially after the pandemic, when everyone's got an office of some kind set up at home. Everyone's now got this culture ingrained where they can work anywhere from a laptop. The notion of having freedom so you can work from anywhere, it's not necessarily bound by entrepreneurs anymore. Plenty of corporate jobs can still offer that freedom of flexibility. It used to be one of the big pulls of being an entrepreneur, didn't it? But it's not so much anymore. But ultimately, it's the networking that stands out the successful from the not successful. Think about it. Your network is your net worth. My God, I hate that phrase. I hate it. That's just a really fancy, stupid LinkedIn way of saying networking is really important. But your network is someone that you can lean on when you've got a tough set of circumstances that someone might be able to relate to. It's not even about having someone higher up than you on the hierarchy for advice. Yes, that is an aspect of it. I've literally had interviews with people where they've said, no, don't take advice from someone who's lower than you on the totem pole. Nonsense. That person that is perceived as lower than you, and if you could see me, I'm doing inverted commas here, it's nonsense, because even that person can understand what you're going through. That person might be on the up. That person might have some form of potential that is far better than what yours could be, and you've got the objective foresight to see that. There is so much about talking to everybody on the spectrum about your circumstances that could actually help you. Because that person could could move up, and before you know it, be in such a position of power that they would have remembered you as being magnanimous to them, which then makes them recommend you, want to work with you. That's exactly what happened to me. I was on a £200 to £100,000 challenge, and there were people out there, leagues and leagues above me, that I had no right to be in the room with, who were helping me. And I wondered to myself, why are they helping me? Because my imposter syndrome was so big, I didn't understand then that they saw me as that prospect. They saw me as that person that was gonna do something really good and that they could lean on in the future, knowing that they helped me when I needed it. That is so invaluable. That was so important to me. Because even though I know that now, and I'm consciously saying to that to you now, if somebody reaches out to me that helped me a year ago, 18 months ago, and got me going, I would drop everything to help them now. Everything. Gratitude lasts forever. And you build that network, and you build it, and you build it, and you build it. Because even after 3 years from doing this podcast, from doing live events, from doing social media, from reaching out to people, to dropping text messages in, just to saying to people, you know what, should we have a cup of tea? What that's done is that it's built this goodwill throughout, especially in a place like TikTok and Amazon FBA, where people are so threatened by the notion of a competing agency, a competing seller. Their natural instinct is to draw up the boundaries and say, nope, I'm not giving away my secrets. It's not about giving away your secrets. It's about relating to each other and helping each other. Now, how do I get started with it? I reach out. It's as simple as that. I either put comments on their socials, love this post, great stuff, drop them a follow. And I did this when I had very few followers, by the way. This isn't a thing that I've only started doing now I've got this reputation that I've now got. Luke was one, liked his posts. Luke had already got going a year before me. He was already doing things in the Amazon space that I wanted to do. And his posts gave me value, so I reached out. Love this, blah, 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 dropped him a follow. Luke then followed me back. He then DM'd me and said, love what you're doing, I'd love to be able to help you. Al Colton, another one at Celeramp. Just saw one of my posts. I wasn't even promoting Celeramp on it. Just saw one of my posts. Hi, I'm in the country, should we have a chat? That's what happened. That's what networking is. You notice there's one where I was, as the small person, reached up to Luke. And then another one where Al, the giant, reached down to me. Both of these guys are still in my life now, 3 years later. And we are helping each other constantly. And then there's the DMs. Now, the DMs might not work so well because, admittedly, you kind of do need to have a bit of kudos in order for anyone to answer a DM that is short on time. And I don't mind saying that out loud. My DMs are so crazy. I'll only really respond if it's a name that I recognise that I can see an opportunity there for. That's not me being a knob. That's just I haven't simply got the time to answer DMs. And if you think about from the perspective of what Luke and I do at the agency, giving away everything for free, we've got to be very careful with how we share our time, given how much we share it already. And this expectation that is naturally put upon Luke and I as being the ones that can help you for free. I can't imagine how much grief Simon Squibb gets, or how much his personal space is invaded. But I'm fortunate now where I can be in a space where a year and a half ago, I DM'd Jack Dams, hello mate, I'll do a podcast, I'd love to have you on there. And Jack replied. When I was up in Manchester, Connor and Sam, who run a great TikTok community, I was up in Manchester. Connor said, I'm up in Manchester. And so I said, right mate, get yourself to the live event. And he came out for a drink on the Thursday, and we met Connor, we met Sam. Lovely guys. I'm going to be meeting Katie Louise from AKA Growth in a few weeks for a cup of tea. And this isn't all, look at me. Look what's happening here. We've got a bunch of other people that understand it. I've just named 1, 2, 3, 4 different TikTok agencies, and all four of us understand the power of networking and collaborating. And we all work in the same space. There are people that get it and people that don't. But the one constant that comes out of all of this, it's seeing people face to face. Networking on a text message, networking on a DM, even on a Zoom, that's all well and good. But Luke and I, our business and our working relationship developed solely off the meetings that we had in person. When we met in London with Jack, when we went to Dubai for 2 nights, again with Jack. One of the best things I ever did was go to the Celeramp networking event that Al and Alison put on from Celeramp. The people that I met there, I met who are now the FBA navigators, all of them. When I realised the power of meeting people face to face and the power of networking when you're actually in a room with them, that's when we went, right, we have to do live events. I have to be the person that brings these people together, because that will naturally draw people to these events that, number one, understand the power of networking, and at the same time see me as a focal point. So in Brighton, the relationships that were forged in that room, and not just from a business perspective either, but from a community perspective, there were people in that room that were looking to make money online, who met other people that were making money online for the very first time, and they stayed in touch. People that had been in Zoom calls with them, or been in WhatsApp chat groups and never actually met them. It's meeting them in person that really solidifies the whole thing. Then we did the one up in Manchester. And in Manchester, we met more people. So in Leeds coming up, it's another opportunity. It's another chance. So if you're not coming to Leeds, networking is so, so important. And live events aren't happening enough. And it's in live events where the relationships start. It's where they matter. It's where I can see the people in our community. So I'm realising now, as I can't start talking about the next live event in Leeds, this has all felt like a ploy, and it hasn't been. Because what I'm talking about here is the networking. Look, in Brighton, business deals were made. We set ourselves up with a third-party logistics firm, Incomplete Prep UK, and they're coming to Leeds and they're going to showcase what they can do. We also set ourselves up with Do Not Age in Manchester, a brand that we were working with at the time, and it solidified our working relationship. And even though that partnership isn't in place anymore, our relationship is in such a good place that I know that I can go to them and I can speak to them if I need to for whatever reason. So in Leeds, we're going to have brand owners. We're going to have business coaches. We're going to have confidence coaches. Bloody hell, I even spoke about Lydia. Meeting Lydia in Brighton and Manchester, she's now one of my friends. And again, we know that we're going to lean on each other for everything that we do going forward. We're going to have app developers. We got software developers. We've got logistic companies. We've got Amazon sourcers. We've got TikTok creators. We've got TikTok agencies. We've got TikTok live creators. We've got the lot, top to bottom. And if you want to network and build your community, not just the community that you're in, but the community that you might want to make as a business owner, these live events are far, far more beneficial than you realise and has been talked about. So with that in mind, next week what I'll do, now I've got things sorted, we're going to really, really talk about what is coming up in Leeds, and hopefully we'll start talking to some more people. In the meantime, have yourselves a lovely week. Enjoy the last week of the summer holidays, because I'm telling you, when those kids go back to school, you'll miss them. And I'll see you for the next one. Ta-ra. Hey!